And we're going to have a short show this week. So some of your favorite segments might not be on this week, but hopefully we'll be back to full strength on the next episode. The spoiler warning still stands, and the fact that we cuss and Simon's talk about peen. But we're always not shit. 24/7, 365. So with that in mind, if you want to join us in our ain't shitness, feel free to tweet us at Black Girl Squee, all one word. Leave a ask at our Tumblr, which is blackgirlsquee.tumblr.com. Or email us at blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. So, we have a couple of people who were comfortable being ratchet with us on the Twitters. one of them being K Rage, who goes by K Rage in SF on Twitter, who yesterday tweeted us several photos and GIFs of Billy Brown.
Thank you, K Rage.
Yes, in boxer briefs, and where he earned the nickname Two Hands. Appreciate that. Always appreciate that.
Yes.
But this time, K Rage says, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, please mention this on your show." And showed us a picture of little Genesis, Viola Davis's daughter, who decided to dress up as her mommy on Halloween. And we will definitely mention that this episode. And then me, who goes by MIMXYOOJ on Twitter, says, "Thank you for introducing me to Billy Brown. You're very welcome, me. We like to share the blessings."
Yes.
That's a blessing. Ooh. So, before we break out into an impromptu DWIDP in the feed back section, let's move on to squee-worthy news. First of all, got to mention, by request, Viola Davis's daughter, Genesis, dressing up as her mom for Halloween. Viola Davis herself actually tweeted a picture of her daughter with the following statement. And if I could get this ad. Yes. Okay. She says, "So the Elsa costume didn't work for her. The pirate, a no-go. So she finally said, 'I just want to be you, mommy.' So, this is me, end quote. And then showed a picture of Genesis smiling and holding a trophy. Just like her
white dress.
Her Emmy.
Ooh, her hair is all out, you know, her natural hair is out. She's just the most adorable little thing.
This is just ever. The sweetest thing ever. Yeah. I just want to be you.
It's like all the worlds.
It's so precious. I want to cry. Okay. But Genesis Award looks more like an Oscar, which I don't know. Hopefully that's, you know, foreshadowing something, you know, something good and gold in Viola's future.
She's trying to send out those good vibes for mom. She's looking out for mom.
Yeah. She's like, mommy should have one of these already. Get it together, yeah. Academy. So, oh gosh, that was sweet. So, definitely squee for Viola and Genesis.
So, for Viola and World Genesis, we're going to give you a big
squee. All right, you want to take the next one?
Okay, our next story is, you may have also heard, Simone Biles, I believe, is her name. Is how she's pronounced now. She's a world champion gymnast, and she has now won 10 career gold medals at the World Gymnastics Championships. This makes her the most decorated woman in U.S. gymnastics history. She is up here just doing it. Oh my gosh, she's only 18. Wow. Okay, so she's actually topped the record held by, let's see if I can pronounce these names right. It's like Lana Kina, Gina Gojan, and Larissa Lachman. And, yeah, it said she also held the record for Olympic medals until, what's his name, Michael Phelps. That's one, yeah, I think. Tied her for most gold medals in the championship. She reached to the world championships. So she's won 10 gold medals. And so this is her 13th all-around title, and this is the first time a woman has ever done that. So, Simone, wow.
She's wow. The Olympic gold gymnastics champion, Gabby Douglas, was a runner-up to Biles in the all-around at Worlds. So, and they were both very supportive, yes, of each other. There's lots of pictures on the internet of them hugging and celebrating the win. So, to Simone and Gabby, I want to give a big that's awesome, and we'll see you both at the Olympics,
yes,
hopefully. Speaking of awesome, Santi Gold just dropped a new single called Can't Get Enough of Myself, and it's coming from a new album called 99 Cents, which is supposed to come out on January 22nd. And she said she called the album 99 Cents because everything's a product nowadays. And the cover is supposed to feature little mementos from her life, but they're all shrink wrapped,
yes,
along with her. We can look forward to that. And if you've heard the song, it's just a really, really fun, breezy, positive kind of affirmation for yourself. I can't wait to hear little girl sing it. It's really great. So, Santi Gold, we give a big scream. And thank you for the music. Want to take the next one?
Okay, so we have a double dose of Jean Delaney news. We just found out this past week she is set to receive the Norman Lear Award from the Producers Guild. And this means is this is we're formerly called the 2016 Norman Lear Achievement Award in Television. So you know who Norman Lear is. He did all those shows that were progressive in the 70s, like All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, Good Times, and The Golden Girls. Those were all his shows. She's being recognized for her work on shows like The Anatomy of Skin, How to Get Away with Murder. And the co-chairs in their statement, they said, like the intelligent, strong, and fearless characters she creates, Shonda is a true force to be reckoned with. We are privileged to honor her and appreciate her normally achievement in its whole life. So, that's one thing that Shonda is getting this year. And also, like me, we didn't know until this week, she also is about to release a new book. It is called Year of Yes. How to Dance It Out, Stand in the Sun, and Be Your Own Person. So I'm assuming that this is going to be kind of autobiographical, but also one of those maybe like self-help or just kind of giving the information about her road to success. Because she is the queen of primetime television right now. There's a giveaway for it on Goodreads too, so if you're interested in it, that ends it up. It might be it by the time the air. I'm sorry. But the giveaway ends on the 10th, November 10th, so if you catch it before the Goodreads giveaway ends, you might want to enter it. Well, there are 25 copies available right now. There are like 100 people. You know, he still might have to. But okay, but for Shonda Rhimes, for her well-deserved award, and for her new book, we have to give a big congratulations, Shonda.
So, our last piece of squee-worthy news is just congratulations and mazel tov to Janet Mock, who recently married photographer Aaron Treadwell in Oahu, Hawaii, which is, I guess, her hometown. So, to Janet and Aaron, we give a big yay! So, just all the best to both of them. So, now we're going to get into our unofficial How to Get Away with Murder recap podcast. Because the last two episodes of the show have been some doozies. Lots of stuff going on that we haven't gotten to really talk about. So, first of all, the episode from a couple weeks ago was called one Asher, something, two millstones or something like that. Basically, a play on the phrase, killing one bird or killing two birds with one stone or something like that. And it's basically about Asher. It's called Two Birds, One Millstone. It was the episode from a couple of weeks ago. Basically, Asher decided not to report Bonnie to Emily Sinclair for in order to get off.
She confessed to killing Sam, didn't she? Even though we know that's a lie, that's what she confessed to.
So, he was going to use that in order to get a deal on the charges that he was facing. And he found out that his father had made a deal as well. Because he's everything okay over there?
Yeah.
He's been anyway, so Asher's in a bunch of legal trouble with Sinclair, and thought he could get out of it by being her mole, but, no. Give a girl an inch and she'll take a mile, I guess. So, and there's not only, there's this whole thing going on with Bonnie and Asher, and Annalise ended up showing Asher some very, very sensitive video of a terrible moment in Bonnie's young life in order to get him to be quiet. So it just continues that Annalise kind of throws someone under the bus in order to protect other people, and it's just a cycle that really needs to stop because it makes everybody hate her. So she's really not protecting anybody if she ends up having to hurt people.
Yeah.
Protect people.
I mean, like, I kind of like from Annalise's point of view, I understand how she just thinks that she was doing what was right in that moment, but it's like she just totally, you don't, you know, disclose, you know, that type of information about people, you know, and they don't like them to have their permission. Bonnie didn't have the permission to do that. You saw, you know, the kids in the bed and then following that, so you see them have the fallout. And it's like, it's kind of those moments you want to be pregnant with because you want them to get out of it. But it's like, did she really have to go there? Because it's like she knows exactly how she's going to go, and she knew that finally when she was actually sitting there, she knew how she would respond to that. She's manipulating the thing for it's just a whole real thing, yes.
Also in that episode, Frank takes Laurel to meet his family. And apparently he's already told them a lot about her. I don't know what kind of game he's played, but whatever. I hope Laurel's not truly falling for it, but, because Frank is shady.
Yeah. Shady. No, it's like everybody's saying, that's his family in quotations.
Yeah. Frank's a goon. You've been faking family?
No.
Oh, God.
Frank's a goon. So, you know, that's a different type of family. You know, like, if it's his family, just not his biological.
Like a mob family,
family.
Okay.
Like, it's his family, but not his biological.
Jesus Christ. But, one of the most interesting parts of this episode was the case of the week, which involved a trans woman accused of killing her husband. It's revealed that the husband abused her emotionally and physically, tried to make her think that she wouldn't be able to find anybody else that would accept her, while also beating the crap out of her. So one of my favorite scenes of that episode was just her and Annalise not commiserating, but actually celebrating the death of her husband.
Exactly. I love that. They're just both sitting there like, I'm glad he's dead. Now she's like, me too.
Basically, if they had glasses of whiskey or something like that, they would, you know, clink them together.
Oh, that was such a beautiful moment. It was so beautiful. Like, they are sitting there bonding over their dad abusive. This is just
awesome. Yeah, just good riddance to you manipulative bastard. So that was great. And the client actually mentioned CC McDonald. Although, you know, it wasn't only the fact that she's trans that got her arrested. Also, you know, being a black woman. Was a factor. And of all the shows that would have mentioned that fact, you would have thought this would be the show that would include that as well, since they already, you know, called somebody else out on their white privilege. But, so, you know, it was a great moment, but just that other little detail would have made it perfect. So, and then I think, oh gosh, I guess we have to talk about it. Nate read the ever living fuck out of Annalise. That speech still hurts.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, she has just done him so wrong, you know, for so long. He just, well, if you haven't seen the episode where this is a spoiler, his wife does die, he gave her the pills she needed so she could regain herself. And he tells Annalise, you know, he gave her the pills after she took the pills, and he laid down beside her, and he felt when she took her last breath, and he told Annalise, no one will ever love me. He's like, after all that he's done, she's done to him, that still felt cool. Just felt cool. You say that to her.
So I thought that was going to be the end of Nate on this show, which made me sad, but because Lord knows if somebody ever said something like that to me, I would not ever want to see him again. I don't care how scrawny his back is. But we do see him again in the next episode, which is called I Want You to Die. Lord, Lord, this show is so messy. Yes. But oh my God, what happened in this
episode? Oh my God,
I can't.
Everything happened. Do I want to start with my baby? Do I want to start with my baby?
Yeah, start with your baby.
Oliver got kidnapped. They trying to kill Oliver, and I'm like, you can't kill Oliver.
I swear to God, if something happens to him, if a hair on his head is out of place, we riot.
No, it's like he's going to start burning shit down.
Whatever.
Do not touch
something. Something's got to happen.
I mean, it's bad enough he's got to be with Connor, but now. And now his life is in danger.
Oh, I don't. You can't be that bored that you have to come in and put yourself in the lion's den. Like in the mouth of the lion. You can't be that bored. Oliver, please have some sense. Love yourself. Love yourself more than this. But he finally gets to meet Annalise, and she is very nice to him, which is good because he's a sweetie.
Oh my God, it was so cute because he's like, she's a lot nicer than you said.
To you, yeah. Only to you. Oliver.
Yeah, it's like she can just sense the sweetness of Oliver and like, how can you be me? Come on.
Yeah. With everybody else, she's like figured out their weakness and how to manipulate it. But with him, she's just, you know, thank you for your help. So that's good. That's good. We don't want her probing any deeper into Oliver's psyche. Leave him alone.
let Oliver still be innocent in our minds.
Yes, let him live. Let him be the actual puppy that we thought was us. So, so Oliver is just stepping into trouble. Let's see.
But speaking of Annalise knowing everybody's sweet spots and believing me, she went off on Laurel. And I'm not mad about it. Well, just as a woman of the characters, but she told Laurel, well, Laurel comes up to her because someone's more than because, you know, Annalise hasn't, like, congratulated her or, you know, given her any acknowledgement that she's done something right. And Annalise tells her, this stuff that you need.
So, yeah. She said, me not talking to you is the best compliment you'll ever get. That means I don't have to worry about you. Which, okay, girl.
Yeah. Whatever. Like, how would she want to be in the line of enemies?
Because, I mean, she was in Annalise's line of sight all episode, and all she did was, you know, berate her. I mean, who wants that? She basically treated Laurel like Bobby. So just let it go.
Yeah, so
let
you don't want to be Bobby in any situation. Bobby is hurting right now.
Do you really need her approval that bad?
I know.
Just chill.
Yes.
But speaking of no chill, Emily Sinclair has absolutely none. She is on a witch hunt for Annalise, and she will hurt anyone and everyone to get it. So she breaks confidentiality about Trotter Lake to Bonnie. Bonnie absolutely loses it with Asher, loses it with Annalise, and then she serves Nate with papers right after losing his wife. She Emily Sinclair has no chill, and they're slowly building the case for why she gets her head cracked open at the end of the season. Yeah. Or at the beginning of the season, because this freaking show always likes to do a Pulp Fiction as far as the way they sequence events. Emily Sinclair has no chill. She wants to test Nia Leahy's blood for psychobarbital, which is probably what was in the pills that Nia gave Annalise, who then passed them all on to Nate. So, no, Nia didn't give them. Frank found the pills, gave them to Annalise. Annalise gave them to Nate. So that means that everyone's favorite lesbian side piece, Eve, is to represent Nate in court, and she appears to throw the case, which made a lot of people say, girl, chill. Nate don't want her anyway. You can already have Annalise if you want. So you don't have to get him locked up again to have Annalise to yourself. But she already had another plan in place to have Nate sweet talk the nurse at the hospital and switch blood tests or paperwork or whatever, and so he could be acquitted for another murder. This time, one that he actually did. But,
this was,
wow. So, the show lives up to its title.
Yeah.
Because somebody does manage to get away with murder almost every episode. Good Lord. And, Nate, is constantly asking Eve about, what her deal is with Annalise. And Eve is being evasive with her answers, of course. And Nate's trying to pretend like he hates Annalise, which, I'm sure he does, but not really, as Eve said. Not entirely. Not as much as he probably wants to hate her. Which is good, because I need him to stay on the show. So that's the Nate part of the episode. Lord, what else? Bonnie has a confrontation with Annalise, where she utters the title of the episode, "I Want You to Die." She actually says that to Annalise Keating. The girl was feeling all good. She had a good time with Eve. Like a really good time. And she comes back to her house to see Bonnie drinking her vodka, getting fucked up in her office. So I just, Bonnie doesn't have it all together, and she actually says that Sam wouldn't do this to her, which, that's Sam's M.O. Sam's M.O. is to mind fuck people. Who do you think Annalise learned it from? Yeah. So, I just don't think that Annalise was the master manipulator she was today before she met Sam. But anyway, Bonnie's lost it. She needs somebody to get her together before she kills everybody.
She was looking real, real serial killer like.
She is in a bad place right now. So, and then at the end of the episode, we see that she's the one who throws, who pushes Emily Sinclair to her death at the Hapstall Mansion. So, how she got around front to killing Emily Sinclair when she wants Annalise to die just 4 days earlier is okay. I don't know how deranged people's minds work. So, and I think, and we see a couple of scenes with Wes finding the gun that Levi left in his drawer or something like that, which, you know, so Chekhov's gun has been loaded. Now we'll just have to see who fires it.
You're supposed to find out next week.
Oh man. So, yeah, there's a lot. It's like every week, I think a different person shot her, Annalise. And so I don't even know anymore. Because 1 week I thought it was Levi. 1 week I thought it was Wes.
1 week I thought it was Connor.
It could be anybody and everybody. But probably Bonnie at this point. Bonnie or Laurel at this point. Because it could be that, you know, Annalise isn't paying any attention to Laurel. Mm-hmm. And so Laurel can easily just creep up and just, ha-ha, I got you.
And then she's finding out that Frank's family and exactly his family.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. Everybody's a killer. Everybody's a killer. It could be Asher.
Yeah.
Because she gave the DA some evidence against Asher's father, who's a judge. And the judge disowned Asher, so. And now, you know, now he doesn't have Bonnie in his corner. Because, you know, she found out that, you know, he did nothing while a girl was assaulted in his home. So, yeah, he's in a bad place, too. So, it could be anybody at this point.
He's so mad about his mobility because she's like the one person it shouldn't be.
Annalise is protecting a whole bunch of people who hate her and would be just fine, you know, reading her obit. So that's how to get away with
murder. Oh, but one more thing. They keep making, they made an inference. I'm hoping it doesn't turn out this way. They're still trying to make an inference that Wes is her long lost child. And they just, I really don't want them to go down that road.
I really don't. I mean, don't establish that the woman can't have kids and bring up some secret baby from the past. Don't do that. And, cause, no, I'm sorry. If you even think that somebody is your long lost son, you wouldn't be rubbing up on their chest like the way she does. She's done it repeatedly. The way that she touches that young man is not maternal.
No, I mean, go back to the first episode of the season, the dancing in the club. I mean, she is looking at him like, you know you can have this, right?
He's looking at him like she about to sing some You Want This by Janet.
Yeah.
I just, whatever people, whatever, y'all want it so bad because y'all are so creeped out by the idea of a older woman being with this young Denderoni.
Thank you.
But chill. You will deal. Yeah. You will deal. When they do the do, y'all will deal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what else it could possibly be though when she tells Eve it's him, and Eve is like, you're a good person, and I wasn't phased. I didn't immediately go to like thinking, oh, well, she's found, you know, her kid or something like that. I'm like, for some reason, I thought she was talking about Nate, like Nate being the one or something like that.
Or it could be just saying, she could just be saying that, you know, it's him. He's the one that I've been protecting. He's the one that killed Sam.
Ah, could be. That would make sense.
Yeah, but people want to read more into that. I mean, Eve could be saying, you're a good person for trying to protect this young man.
That would make sense.
People want to make it something other than that. She's already said that she can't physically have children. So, she tried with Sam and it, several times, and it didn't work. She had miscarriages. I don't know. What more do you want? What more do you want? God. So I refuse until they show me some test results, some DNA test results, saying something else. I refuse to believe that these two are related. So, that's it. Just a couple of notes about Empire, which Enda refuses to watch.
It's that I don't refuse to watch. It's just that I don't have a very strong inclination to do it. I mean, I'm just whatever about it. I see, you know, video clips and gifs as of Taraji, and I'm like, I'm good with that.
So like I said, she refuses to watch. But this week... Gabri Sidibe's character, Becky, reveals that she has been seeing one of the artists on Gutter Life Records, whose name is Jay Papa. Jay Papa is very happy with what Becky is putting down. And Becky says that his wand is hitting all the walls. So,
all right, Becky.
That is a direct quote. That is a direct quote. Hitting all the walls. All of them. Simultaneously. I just, oh God. She is, ooh, get it, girl. And Twitter, the internet, had a fit because how dare this fat, dark-skinned black woman have a satisfying sex life? How dare she? So internet needs to chill. Big girls need love too, and they get love too. So deal. Just deal and chill. Cookie actually got some too. She was she passed the cookie out to Adam Rodriguez, but She probably is going to wish she kept that cookie to herself when she finds out that he's a member of the gang that kidnapped her son. Beat him up. Yeah. Yeah. See? You need to watch the show. Anyway. So that's the two notes about Empire that I wanted to make. Minority Report is still really good. The latest episode had Lara Vega teaming up with Arthur when Dash goes missing, and those two need to bang. Fic writers, get on it. That needs to happen. Save Minority Report. I love the show. And I guess that's about it for our little brief episode. As always, we want to remind you of our contact information. Our official podcast Twitter is at BlackGirlSquee. It's all one word. You can find Enda at Enda's Corner and me at Dust Daughter. And our Tumblr is blackgirlsquee.tumblr.com, and our email is blackgirlsquee@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to leave us a review on iTunes, we'll have the link in our show notes. Please leave us a review. We'd love to read them on the show. And with that, we'll bid you adieu, take care, and bye.